Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you don't like Steph Curry, I don't know if you just like anything that's to be liked.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
That's a potent brew right there.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Don't sleep on the Warriors. Do not sleep on the mitten. The mitten.
The mitten. Peyton, who skywalks to the rim and jammed it down.
Earlier on the show, Ole Miss football head coach Lane Kiffin, NC State tackle Ika Mekwonu, author Kostya Kennedy, still to come, Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Brett Phillips, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on this busy Friday going into this Easter weekend. It's Passover tonight. Break out the matzah, everybody. By everybody, I'm just talking to my family. And you too, Felly. Yeah. You too, Jay Felly. I'm sorry. I'm used to the person working the board not being a fellow member of the tribe. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman, for hour number three. And TJ Jefferson wearing the Brooklyn Dodgers hat here on the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. We spoke to Kostya Kennedy, baseball historian and author of a book on Jackie Robinson called True. He joined us in hour number two. Same with Ika Mekwonu. And then the head coach of Ole Miss football, Lane Kiffin, was in hour number one. As 2 weeks from today, we'll already know what's going down in the first day of the NFL draft. Major League Baseball completing its first full week as of last night. And, you know, so much talk in baseball about what's wrong. Obviously, the lockout took... took a lot of patience out of all of us who love the sport as we do, and we saw what happened with Clayton Kershaw, one of the all-time greats, being taken out of a perfect game that he had working, six outs shy of it because it was a cold day and his pitch count was such, and they wanted to be rather safe than sorry. That it's time to talk about a little bit of what we love about baseball, and I saw, you know, I just love watching this guy play, and I just love his energy and the fun that he clearly has. And I saw what happened the other night where he got on the mound as a position player trying to pitch, and it was just extremely entertaining. And then the story of him hitting a home run this week, and what it involved a young lady locally who thinks the world of this player. I just wanted to get him on and talk about it. He's Tampa Bay Ray Brett Phillips. How you doing, sir?
Rich, how are you living, brother?
I am living better for talking to you. I love watching you play. I love it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I just, I love this. So I love being a Major League Baseball player so much. I never want someone to watch me play or see me go about my business and say, you know, that dude, you know, it takes it for granted. That's the last thing I want anyone to ever say. So I appreciate you recognizing the joy I have, you know, for what I do. So thank you.
Of course, I see it. It just jumps through the television screen, Brett. I got to be honest with you. And you know, my youngest son is locked in on Little League right now, and I love watching him play, and I love watching him and his teammates play. And part of the reason why I love it is I watch their joy. I watch how much fun they're having, that they put on a baseball uniform and they put on a hat and they put on their cleats and they play. And you remind me of that. You really do.
That's exactly it, Rich. You know, when we start playing sports in general, when we're a kid, what's your son's name?
Cooper.
Cooper. You know, when Cooper is playing right now for the first time, he's playing this game because it's fun. He enjoys it. You know, he's finding himself, you know, going to practice, playing the games, putting on the gear. It's all so fun and new to him. And as we get older, whether it's from competition, you know, politics, whatever it may be arises that, you know, kind of cloud why we started playing the game in the first place is because it's fun. And my wife and I, we started a cool little brand. Baseball is fun, but it's more of a movement. It's more of an opportunity to show the next generation, like, hey, when you're going through your career as an athlete, you know, it's okay to remember why you started playing the game in the first place. Regardless if you're a high school athlete who's feeling pressure from a coach, a college athlete who's feeling pressure from, you know, the competition of trying to perform, or a professional athlete who's feeling competition of, or feeling pressure from how much they're, you know, being under the microscope and being judged, rightfully so, because of the amount of money we're getting paid. But at the end of the day, if you remember why you started playing that sport in the first place, then, you know, you're gonna ooze joy. You're gonna ooze that energy and happiness that Cooper has right now throughout your life and your career.
I love it, Brett Phillips. I got to be honest, I got a big smile on my face just hearing you talk that way. And then I just loved watching you pitch. Now, obviously, you pitching is not good for your team. Let's be honest, right?
Not good at all.
If you're out there, the circumstances are not going the way of the Tampa Bay Rays that night. But just, again, I mean, just watching, your leg kick was going towards home plate, right? Did I see that properly?
You saw that properly. And let me give you the rundown on that. Last year when we were playing Toronto Blue Jays, and you have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. stepping into the box, who can hit a ball 120 miles per hour. If I'm not prepared for a rocket missile right back at my jugular, then I would be in the wrong. So that little technique is for me to be prepared if a ball just gets absolutely blasted back at me.
So that's your way of, I guess, getting yourself in the ready position once you've followed through with what? What are you topping out at?
You know, a nice 48 miles an hour, but you have to take into account the Y and X brake that goes into it. Superstar Elite. Okay, the spin rate. TrackMan can't even track how good my pitches are. That's how good. I mean, I can't. It's hard for me to explain. You just have to watch it and say, "Wow, that's elite."
Now, do you get the pitch comm in your head? Do you get that anywhere, or you're just they're like, "Screw it, we're just dropping signs."
No,
like
they asked if they wanted to go pitch comm. I said, yeah. "Listen, I can let these batters know what's coming. They're still not going to hit it."
and the speed gun gives you the shrug emoji. I love it. So then I forget who was the one who connected, but ball in the air and you say you're going to get it. You're going to get off the mound and then you turn outfielder.
I looked at our catcher. He wrote that ball off as soon as it went up. I knew we had the shift on, and there was no one else that was going to catch that ball but myself. And again, I don't care if we're down 12 runs or whatever it is. I'm out there to compete. I'm out there to win, right? There's no gears to this. There's no, you know, oh, I'm going to take off the gas a little bit. No, like, I still want to win. I still want to do well. So, yeah, I went and got it.
Brett Phillips here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Tampa Bay Rays. Now let's get into the home run you just recently hit and the story behind it. My gosh, it's going to get a little dusty in here, gents. I'll be very honest with you. Who is Chloe Grimes? Who is this fan of yours?
Brett? So I want to give you the rundown.
Please.
And, you know, I haven't told the whole story yet. So on Monday, we get a group text from the Rays front office saying, hey, every Tuesday, we're going to have a Warrior of the Day. We want to do more with the community. And, you know, when they say our community, like, I'm from St. Pete, that is my community. So it means a little more to me, born and raised and playing Major League Baseball. Like, what a blessing. I'm so blessed. So I'm like, we get a message saying Chloe Grimes, who's battling cancer for a second time, will be out there tomorrow, Tuesday, to throw out the first pitch. And there was nothing else to the message. Like, no one, you know, you weren't obligated to do anything. But in my mind, I was like, I want to meet this girl. All right. I don't know. Like, I just want to go, you know, give her some love, pour into her. So, sorry, I'm cold, guys. I'm out here in Chicago. But
no problem.
So the game rolls around, and I go out there, and there's this girl. She's playing catch with her brother, and I go up to her, and she is just full of joy. Holy cow. She's got a smile on her face. She's super excited to see me, and I'm, like, kind of looking around, like, do I have the right girl? Like, is right? Like, this is a girl who's battling cancer right now? And she says, I have a present for you. And I'm like, for me? And she pulls out a softball, which was one of her game balls, and it's got Brett Phillips written on it. And then she pulls out a piece of paper with her picture, and it says, to Brett Phillips, you're like my favorite player. And then she wrote me a note, a third gift that just says, thank you so much for being awesome. Like, you know, you're always smiling and having fun. And then she gives me a bracelet, and I have the bracelet on. It's not coming off. It says, rally for Chloe, our princess warrior. And I said, Chloe, this is going to bring me so much good luck and so much energy and power. And I said, I'm going to do something cool for you. And so she threw out the first pitch. Usually Raymond catches the first pitch. That's our mascot. And I said, no, like, would you mind if I catch the first pitch? She's like, yes, I want you to catch the first pitch. So she throws it. She did a great job. I give her a hug. And during the game, you know, my first at-bat, I came up with the bases loaded, and I struck out. And I come up for my second at-bat in the third. And they already had the interview planned before the game that they were going to interview Chloe in the third inning. It didn't matter if I was up to bat. It didn't matter. Like, regardless of the circumstances, that's when they were scheduled Valley Sports to interview Chloe. So I hit that home run. Didn't think much of it, but just like, wow, that was really cool. Well, a teammate of mine who was inside came up to me later in the game and said, hey, listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but they were interviewing Chloe while you hit that home run, while she was saying you were her favorite player. And I was just mind blown. Like, holy cow, like, this is how special, how cool is that? So then after the game, Trisha had interviewed me, and I just, you know, I was touched. My wife's like, you know, that's only the third time in 7 years I've ever seen you cry. And I was like, just the emotional, you know, aspect of it all. And for me, it, you know, I'm a believer, right? Like, it just solidifies everything in my life and how I go about my business. Like, to have a moment like that for my story, it's so cool. But at the end of the day, you have an 8-year-old girl who is battling cancer for the second time in her life. And she chose that morning to bring me gifts, to think about me, to think about someone else, to put a smile on her face, to go about her business the right way with joy and passion and energy. There is no reason that any of us can't do the same. And that's perspective.
Beautiful, Brett. I mean, every last word you said, beautiful. And the impact that we can all have, you know, that sometimes we don't realize we can have, is so powerful. It really is. And I do believe it powered you to homer. Did you say after the game that was the hardest you hit a ball? Like, is that?
That was the hardest I've hit a ball in my career. Like, wow. Honestly,
I love it.
It's you know, that's what makes sports just so cool. It's what makes life just, you know, through the circumstances, through everything going on. Like, when things like that come about, these are things that we need to take a moment and really dissect and understand. Like, you know, it's more than us, right? And for me, it also, it opposes a question that I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a question that I think we can all ask ourselves. We have to deal with consequences for our actions on a daily basis. And for me, I've learned that the consequences from good actions are a lot better than the ones from our bad actions. Meaning, if I go about my business each and every day the right way, where I give love and respect and energy, the consequences from that have always been good. But that's just it. So again, I mean, it solidifies something like that, just continues to propel me in a positive direction. And I just hope people can think about that in their lives and go, you know, find just inspiration from Chloe. And, you know, we continue to rally together to just be good people for each other. That's what it comes down to.
You're the man, Brett Phillips. You're the man. I don't know if you saw, I mean, we go from an 8-year-old fan in Chloe to an 82-year-old fan in Dick Vitale. Did you see he rang the bell for being cancer-free? I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not see that.
Yep, Dickie V's cancer-free. He rang the bell.
That is awesome. He's one of our biggest fans.
He sure
too.
Is.
Dickie V, love you, brother. We appreciate your support for Tampa Bay.
You're the man. All right, go get warm. I appreciate the call. Look for my call again. I'd love to keep checking in with you. And like I said, I love the way you play baseball. You are awesome, and I appreciate you sharing that story about Chloe and coming on. And it's about why we watch sports and why we love it, and we love watching you. Thanks for the call,
Brian. Hey, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on, Rich. Yeah, get my number.
Okay.
Keep in touch, and we'll get your son some baseball as fun gear.
Okay, brother. I got a daughter who's into it, and an older son too. But right now, Coops, he's a lefty. We're trying to get him to stop pulling off, you know, off the ball. We're trying to get him locked in. And right now, he's loving it. It's great. It's been awesome.
Tell Cooper I said good luck.
You got it. Thanks, Brett. We'll chat again soon, brother. Take care. Bye. That's Brett Phillips, everybody. How do you not love that guy, right?
That's why
you and I, sir, and you, who's been very quiet on this subject this week, we will never quit baseball, because there's always going to be guys like that guy.
Never.
Not enough guys like that. By the way, I bet you there are many players who have similar approaches. They might not be the same personality and let it out there and call baseball as fun.
I would like
baseball needs more of those guys out there. More of those guys out there.
I would hope that there are a lot of guys like that, because it's a fun game to play, man. And when you get that type
I'm
of story,
telling you, I am,
how could you not want that to be you? If you know what I mean?
I know there's a basketball playoffs this weekend, and I know we'll be watching Major League Baseball. I cannot wait. The number one sporting event for me this weekend is my son's Little League game coming out tomorrow, and I can't wait for it.
Is he on the bump tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. But I'm just loving it. I'm loving it because I do love watching their exuberance. And, you know, I'll be honest, some of the parents are taking the losses harder than the kids, and they're inspiring me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, to
you
take losses
like
harder?
That. You don't want to be like that.
I don't want to be what? No, I don't show it.
Yeah.
Like deep down inside, I'm not showing it.
You don't want to be like that.
You know, I'm not like the dad who's like, talking about, as Coop gets in, not the triple, but the one time that he ran the bases wrong. At some point, though, I will get around to talking about that with him.
That stuff doesn't really matter at this point.
No, I just don't want him to make the same mistake twice.
Yeah. So he ran left to right?
When he rounded first.
No, he rounded first, gotcha. And he ran right into, well, whatever. I'm more excited about the triple he hit.
Plus, we got a banner in right field, Rich. You got to hold
right
yourself.
Center field.
Has that
center
been updated
field.
With Emmy nominated? Or?
It's not. We're not. No. We're not updating the banner Emmy nominated.
But we are.
Well, when we win, are we going to put Emmy winning on there at least?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The concept, Chris, is to support your local Little League. That's the idea.
I understand, but we need them to support us. Also,
I think they already do.
It's mutually beneficial.
I think they already do.
It's mutually beneficial.
Have you already lost the message that Brett Phillips delivered?
It took like 2 minutes.
What a story,
Rich.
By the way. What a story, huh?
Great story.
Right?
Great story. Man, Smitch and I want to put futures bets down on Brett Phillips to win an Emmy someday for studio analyst or game color man.
Right?
What a personality.
more Brett Phillips.
Love it.
What's more likely? Coming up next right here on the Rich Eisen Show in hour number three to take us to this weekend. Easter weekend, Passover weekend here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Gary in Michigan. Let's take your phone call before we get to what's more likely. What's up, Gary?
Hey, listen, I don't know if you've made the selections already for her, but that interview could win you the Emmy with that baseball player. Just amazing. I've been a baseball fan since I was 7 years old, a Yankee fan.
Mm.
Sorry about that, but
I
used to hit baseballs into Don Larson's backyard. And I had a paper route, and the reason why I had the paper route is so I could buy two baseball gloves. One was my fielding glove and one was my catcher's glove.
Mm.
And my saddest day was when I went to Essex Catholic High School where there was 5,000 boys and I couldn't play baseball because I was too small.
Mm.
And that broke my heart. But I gave my catcher's glove to the next guy in Little League so he would have a catcher's glove. And the operative word that you used was play baseball,
right?
And that meant a lot to me, buddy. I just want you to know. And I'm just you've got the Emmy as far as I'm concerned. And great job.
Hey,
great
man. Job. Gary, I appreciate it. I can hear, you know, your accent. You're Michigan, so you're from Michigan, born and raised still there, right?
No,
where are you from?
No, sir. I was born in Ohio, lived a lot of years on the East Coast, New Jersey, Glen Ridge, just outside of Newark.
Well, I got to tell you this, man. When I went to Michigan for those 4 years and I was there in Ann Arbor for those 4 years, Yankee is a four-letter word. How have you been able to survive that out there in that state?
All I do is tell them my Yankee stories. I used to drink Yoo-Hoo on Yogi Berra's back porch.
I love it. Yoo-Hoo.
He had Yoo-Hoo in his refrigerator. On the back porch.
New Jersey.
He had two refrigerators. Wow. Hey, kids, come on up. And I'd drink Yoo-Hoo with the guys after we played baseball. We come down the alley. You know what the other thing was in his refrigerator? Knickerbocker beer.
Oh.
And he used to get in so much. He got a rasher for that because of the, here goes the error marked on the Valentine scoreboard.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Gary. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it. Let's go down memory lane anytime you want to call back. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yogi?
Well, Yogi was, he lived in Jersey, right? Isn't that where the Yogi Museum is? I think it is in New Jersey. I think he's in New Jersey. If he said he was from Newark, I think that's Yogi country right there. So Yogi would.
Yeah, it's in Little Falls.
Okay. New Jersey. There you go.
Yep, Little Falls, New Jersey.
It's open today. Closes at 5 o'clock.
There you go. Everybody go stop in. Have a Yoo-Hoo. That's an old school. That's an old school beverage. A Yoo-Hoo,
Knickerbocker beer. Great old logo. Looking at some of these things.
Think about that, man. After baseball practices, go to Yogi Berra's.
That sounds like the Sandlot, doesn't it?
Right, yeah, and have a Yoo-Hoo with Yogi.
All right, you ready for what's more likely here going into the weekend, Christopher? You ready to try and stump me here? I think I'll get through it. Here we go. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what's more likely? What do you got over
there,
Chris?
Hey, guys, we got some basketball games tonight. They don't count in standings or stats, but they are important. They are win-or-go-home games. So what's more likely tonight in the playing games? Both road teams win. That would be Atlanta or New Orleans, or both home teams advance. Cleveland.
Both road teams.
And
both road teams. Ready for this one? I'm sorry. Now that I know that PG-13 is out with COVID-19, you know, I love the way that CJ McCollum was lighting it up the other night.
Oh, fire.
I think the Pelicans win this one. And not only does Trae Young bounce the Cavs tonight, I say he takes the Heat to a game seven, is what I think.
It is possible. Hawks win.
And then
they're the eighth seed.
And then they take him to a game
and then
seven.
They take Miami
to a game seven.
Game seven.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Hey, Brockman.
That's what I think right there.
Spoken like a true basketball man right there.
You know what? You know what?
It's true basketball man.
It is true that I have been covering the sport. Long ago, when you were selling sneaks, when you were selling Pumas in your referee outfit.
I was in middle school.
Don't disrespect, bro. That's the Fifth Avenue football.
At ladies at the Jordan retirement. I was in middle school.
Yeah, let's not leave that part of the story out. Where were you, Rich? I was trying to spit
game. I've told that story.
Trying to
shoot the gift. I was in grad school in Chicago. I was on the beat, okay.
Yeah, you were
on the print side of things in the Medill School of Journalism, mm-hmm. And the television class was you graduated, if you will, from the print to the TV, and mm-hmm. I was going in that direction. And the TV side was a quarter in front of me at that point in time, and I had not met any of them, and I wanted to meet one in particular. And I wanted to talk more than just academics with her.
Nobody.
I didn't know Susie yet. I didn't know anything. This is long before.
She's out there shooting.
And yes, she was. Because I was all excited to cover Jordan's finale, mm-hmm. I got there right in the middle. I stationed myself right in the middle of Jordan's press conference.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of everything.
And?
Right in the middle of his farewell, I'm retiring for the first time press conference. And I went to go speak to my colleague. Who was stationed all the way off to the side.
Your first mistake.
And that's when Sports Illustrated took the photograph of the entire media throng.
So how do we know you were really
there? I got Sports Illustrated the next week, and I'm like ready to see myself right in the middle, because that's where I was for 99% of that day. And the 1% of the day when I went to shoot my shot is when they took their shot.
See, little Richie Eisen took you out the picture.
So all I'm saying is I've been around.
That's what's up.
Exactly.
All right, so
Brockman, we don't know if he was there. He's out of the picture.
I had a second Clippers one that I wrote this morning, early in the morning. And then shortly thereafter, you know, the news came over. But let's just put it up there. Will we see playoff P tonight or pandemic P tonight at the Crypt?
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't matter.
It turns
now.
Out it's pandemic P because he's out.
Oh, God. What else you got?
I mean, Pondale P.
Okay, what's more likely? I almost nailed this one last week. I said no hitter or a three-homer game. I missed it by like 3 days.
What'd
two
you
days.
Miss?
Calling it. Vlad hit a three-homer game. And
that's
then
true.
Yeah, Kershaw had a perfect game.
Got it.
I was so close. All right, so let's try it again. We're going to get a 50-point game in the playoffs this weekend. We got 8 games Saturday and Sunday, okay. Or another 3-home run game.
That's easy.
What's more likely?
I'll go 50-point game.
Yeah.
I'll go 50.
Someone's going to drop 50 tonight? You want to call your shot?
It might be Trae Young.
Who? Tatum,
might
KD,
be Trae Young tonight.
Booker. Might happen tonight.
You ready?
CJ?
You ready for this one?
Oh, don't boy. Do it. If you say Kyrie Irving, I'm going to walk off this set. I'm going to walk off this set if you say Kyrie Irving. Don't put that on me, Rich Eisen.
That's what I was. I shouldn't have said ready. I should have just said it.
As soon as you said
I shouldn't have telegraphed my shot.
Because he named everybody but Kyrie who was capable of scoring.
Yeah, that man
50.
Does not exist to me. All right. Let's go a little
Reggie Jackson's here, guys. 50 tonight.
So we're how many days away? How many
but
days?
It's not a playoff game tonight.
How many days of preparation have you got left, Rich Eisen?
For the NFL 17, draft? 13.
13, 12 days left. Okay,
still stacking
so let's
the papers.
Go. What's more likely? A quarterback goes in the top five or not until pick 20 or later?
I'll go top five. I'll go, that's more likely. A quarterback goes in the top five instead of until 20 or later. I can't imagine that's, no one's going to pull the trigger on even trading up to go get somebody.
Yeah.
No way. No way.
Giants open for business at five.
Well, I mean, they're open to business at five, and, you know, I think the Texans might be open to business at three if somebody's going to get totally crazy.
Yeah.
If you had gone top five and none in the top 10, I would have gone none in the top 10, but 20's too large a number.
I mean,
if you went top 15, like one's going to go in top five, but none in the top 15, then I'm, or top 12. Now you're making me think.
Well, I put the
top
line in 20's
too low.
I put the line in the Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
We think they're in the
but
market,
then, you know,
so.
but the Saints are 16. You know, like
right. Okay, I see. You.
Ask me again next week. Yeah, save this one again.
We got a whole week. You got so much prep to do in the next week, and then we'll be 6 days out.
What's next?
All right. We talked a lot about a Kyler Murray today, so let's just run it back. What's more likely? Kyler Murray gets a new deal before the draft or gets traded?
Gets a new deal before the draft or gets traded before the draft. None are happening. Neither's going to happen. He's not going to get a new deal.
What's more likely? You got to pick one.
Traded?
He's not getting traded before the draft. There's no way he's getting traded before the draft. I would be stunned. I'm not going to say I would eat a hat or anything like
that
because March was so off the charts unpredictable.
That's what I mean.
So off the charts unpredictable. But we just gamed it out. There's no AFC team that's going to take him.
What if Pittsburgh does?
Do you know how much it would cost to get him? It's more than Deshaun Watson. He's younger than Watson. And
but they can flip Trubisky. They can flip Trubisky.
If you were cleaner off the field than Watson, that's the phrase Mayock always used about people who don't have any red flags. Come on. Watson's the floor of what he'd be worth. And then you've got to pay him what he wants.
You think Kyler Murray's going to get $230 guaranteed?
He's not going anywhere unless that team's going to be willing to pay him. That's the other thing, too, is you want to acquire him. You not only have to give up more than what the Browns gave up to Houston, but you're going to have to pay him. I don't know if it's going to be as much as Deshaun Watson, but you're going to have to pay him. Like, the Steelers aren't going to pay a quarterback, give him a $200 million contract out and give up multiple first-round picks for a team that's not, as you heard from superfan Joe Manganiello to Ed Bouchette, who covers a team in Pittsburgh, they're not ready to win right now. And it's not just because they don't have a franchise quarterback, if you will. Steelers aren't doing that move. Who else would make the move in the AFC? Because that's where Arizona would want to send him.
Yeah, I don't think there really is an AFC.
I don't know. He's not getting traded before the draft. Will he get a new deal before the draft? I'll say that's what's more likely. What's more likely is he's going to demand a trade before the draft, and he's still in Arizona and winds up staying in Arizona. That's the most likely scenario. But you didn't give me that option.
I did not.
What else?
I got to make it difficult. All right, last one. Couple of moves. As you said, March was so insane. There hasn't been as much movement in the NFL in April. But a couple of guys did sign this week. Sammy Watkins with Green Bay. And Stephon Gilmore finally signed today with Indianapolis. 2-year deal. Bigger impact with their new team. Who's more likely? Sammy Watkins, Stephon Gilmore. 2022.
Gilmore. That's where I'm going. I don't know, man. Sammy Watkins. I don't know. But Stephon Gilmore, they already got McLeod, too, back there, too. The Colts have made some nice maneuvers. Mm-hmm. I like the moves that they've made.
Rookie Colts.
Okay, moves. Yeah. I don't know what Sammy Watkins is going to bring. I don't know what he's got, if you will, left. I guess technically that's the first-round wide receiver the Packers have had for Aaron Rodgers.
Technically.
Right? I mean, did you hear the last time the Packers drafted a wide receiver with a first-round pick was Javon Walker? 2002. That's how long it's been. Wow. 20 years. Wow. It's been 20 years. Been away a long time. 20 years. Well. So I don't know what he's going to bring impact-wise. Don't know who they're going to draft, but I'll take Stephon Gilmore right now. That's all I'll take. All right, good. What's more likely?
There you go. What's more likely?
Very done.
Nice.
You know, you're going to have to wait around for some of those, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, we're at a slow time for what's more likely, so some of them have
Is it a slow time for what's more likely? I don't know.
Future related. I mean, I could do a whole NBA playoffs one, but I want to see some games first, and then we'll get into it.
When are the Celtics and the Nets playing? Sunday?
Sunday, 3:30 Eastern.
Ah, so straight up noon right around here.
Yeah, nice noon Sunday game.
Just
gonna
when
be
you
great.
Come home from church for Easter Sunday? Is that right?
Say what now?
Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive me.
We'll take a break right here and wrap up the show and get you ready for the weekend and set up next week as well here on the Rich Eisen Show on a busy Friday. Don't go anywhere. We're back with that in a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Rogue ST drivers from Callaway. There's one for everybody because everybody wants to be long off the tee. And this speed-tuned driver is absolutely the longest, built to completely bomb it. Fastest, most stable driver ever from Callaway. The Rogue ST driver, that's what the ST stands for, is speed tune. There's a tungsten speed cartridge in there that gives you more speed on off-center hits, provides more forgiveness thanks to high MOI. Callaway has engineered a Rogue ST driver for every player. Most golfers are going to fit into the max because there's an incredible combo of distance and forgiveness there. If you want a dedicated draw model, there's the Max D. If you want something more low spin with stronger trajectory, more neutral ball flight, there's the Max LS. The Rogue ST Triple Diamond LS is for the folks who can really tank it. Low spin, head, the tour players love. Callaway's thought through every aspect of speed, so all you've got to do is go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at callawaygolf.com/go Rogue. Dave in Texas, let's take your phone call. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
What's going on, brother?
A couple things. When I called in, I told him I unfortunately am like a 25-year friend of Mr. Del Tufo.
Oh, okay.
And not while I'm calling you. I know he's not there. And I also want to thank you. From about 6 years ago, you put my son's commercial for Callaway on your show. He was about 5 years old, you know, a little putting commercial.
Okay, fantastic.
Not while I'm calling. I'm calling about, I was driving, dropping my, taking lunch to my son at school today, and you were talking about the Clayton Kershaw thing, and I'm an old school baseball guy like you, and it just made me think about all those memories. And when the guy called in about, you know, the paper route and the two gloves, and that's the way I was, and riding the bicycle with your, using your glove hand on the bicycle or putting it through your handlebars because we didn't have backpacks back then, and your bat hanging out somewhere. And I love the aspect of old school baseball. I love what you had to say. I love the, was it Brett Phillips who called in? And it made me think about a story. My grandfather introduced me to baseball, and I loved it, and I loved baseball, and he played it. Played hardball until he was about 40.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up passing away in the late 90s. But what really galvanized his final part of life with him and I in baseball was the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa home run event of the summer of 98. And we were St. Louis Cardinals. I'm still St. Louis Cardinals fans. And we talked a lot about it. And every day or every week we'd go back and forth about Sosa's close and McGwire's got him. And it was really kind of that last memory that I have of my grandfather, and it was the soul and the core of baseball that really made all that happen. And to this day, in my nightstand on next to my bed, I have one baseball in my bedrooms, and it's signed and autographed by my grandfather.
Beautiful, beautiful story. I love that stuff, man. That 98 season was something I'll never forget, too.
Never forget that. Never. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for bringing.
Does he have any good Del Tufo stories?
Oh, you want to tell a Del Tufo story? Yeah. You got anything there?
Well, you know, I worked with him at LAPD, Life on the Beat. I used to live in LA. That's true. And, you know, I worked at, I'm the one who hired him at Prince's Club Glam Slam in downtown LA. And it's a long story how I got this job, and I didn't know what I was doing. And we had Run DMC coming in, and they said, we want to do a sound check. And I'm like, great, barely even know what that means. And Del Tufo's like, I got it. And like an hour later, he goes, come to the stage, and everything is wired, and microphones are working, and lights are going off. And I was like, how do you know how to do all this? And he's like, I don't know. I do it. I'm a DJ. And that was it. And Run DMC came in that night, and Del Tufo ran the show.
Wow.
Wait, what's the caller's name again?
By the way, I didn't expect, it's Dave in Texas.
Dave in Texas.
I didn't expect the story being that Del Tufo saves the day so Run DMC could have their night at a club. I didn't think that that's it, but because if he had told that story, Dave, we would have never believed it in a million years. So, okay.
Mike, do your job.
Thank you very much. There you go. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Dave should call back like once a month with a Del Tufo.
He's mentioned the Prince Glam Slam before, so that does check
makes
out.
Sense.
And so also, what would you rather have? Me talk more about my victory in fantasy, or Del Tufo here to take all the accolades that just happened with him not here?
I'd rather Del Tufo because
come on,
I was actually involved in this.
And, I gotta be honest. The day that Mike was the one day he's been here this month, earlier this week.
Yeah.
He didn't even mention if he's up for any other Sports Emmy Awards, which I thought was shocking because normally that's the first thing he tells us. I'm also nominated for this, and this.
The day we got nominated, okay? The day we got nominated after what we've been through for the last 2 years, we get nominated. He didn't call. Did he text you?
We have a group chat.
Did he text you?
I said,
you?
Yo, Mikey. He didn't respond to the next day.
He was busy. He was doing all this stuff. Later on, he tweeted out that night how he was nominated twice.
Oh, he was? Yes. I totally missed that.
I missed that.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. He tweeted out our nomination and his nomination for MLB on Fox or something like that, which is why when he came back here, I congratulated him on being nominated twice, which, as you know, I was too.
Right.
But he didn't say a word.
I noticed that.
Did you notice that?
I did not.
You picked up on that?
I did not. Watching at home.
I did not pick up on that.
All right, let's finish up on a nice note, though. Let's finish up on a positive note.
Now I'm scrolling Mike's.
Let's finish up on a positive note. Let's finish up here with a competition with the three of you. This little twist on residual, Rich, with my residual checks that I've received. I've received two this week, and we're going to put them together and hit it. Right. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
Okay, so I received two residual checks this week, gents. And yes, thanks so much, Jay Felly. I like the pricing game music. It puts TJ in the proper mood as well.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, so put the first one up here. Put the first one up here, Hoskins. Oh, they're together. Here we go. I got a check, a combined check for my two CSI Miami
together
appearances. Yeah, they came together. Sometimes they come separate or not. Caged and Deep Freeze. Those were my two episodes of CSI Miami. I've been living off those figuratively for quite some time. I don't know what syndication, foreign, you could see there's all sorts of whatever, extended use. I have no idea what extended use means. But I got two episodes in one combined check. And then I also got a residual check for one of my first ever gigs outside of the world of broadcasting. Like Mike, forget, it was me and Kenny Mayne together on that. So, no, was that the one I did with Stewart? Or,
yeah, and you guys
it was
were
like
each
Mike.
Names.
Okay.
Weren't you each other in that one?
In
right.
The credits,
it was Disney. It was Disney's The Kid where Stewart and I together. And I was credited as Stuart Scott, and he was credited as Rich Eisen. Right. This was one where Stuart was on vacation, and Kenny Mayne got to do it. And the fact that Lil Bow Wow took shoes from Michael Jordan and became a star in a movie with Morris Chestnut, and Stuart wasn't in it, and I was, he wasn't terribly happy about that. But I have the residual check from Like Mike.
Okay.
One check
from Like Mike, one check from two episodes of CSI Miami. Which one is higher?
Oh, okay.
Which one is higher? The CSI Miami combined or Like Mike? Chris Brockman, you're first.
I think it's Like Mike.
Like Mike, he goes. Like Mike.
I think it's Like Mike.
Okay. What about you?
It's got to be CSI combined.
CSI combined. CSI combined, says Jay Felly. What are you going to do, TJ? Unfortunately, you can't win it your own self, which is what you're used to doing.
Yeah, see,
you're used to sweeping both showcases in a negative manner. So well, what do you want? I mean, what do you got? What do you got?
I'm going to say, even though two is greater than one, I'm going to go with Like Mike.
Okay, so
Brockman, as I'm wearing my prices right.
Brockman and TJ together in Like Mike, and Jay Felly says both episodes of CSI Miami combined have to be more than one single movie appearance from years ago.
Can I take a crack at the total?
Sure. Let's do that, too.
You want to go, Chris? You want to go first?
No, you can go ahead.
All right. I'm going to say...
For the Like Mike?
One for both checks combined.
Oh, both checks combined.
I'm going to say $1.75.
Okay, Chris, what do you think both checks combined?
I'm going to say it's more like, you know, $8.32.
And what do you want to say right here?
I'm going to say $8.33.
Ah, close enough going over. Well done. I like it. I like it. All right, reveal it. Mike Hoskins. It is higher for Like Mike.
Hey, got that one.
And CSI Miami was $5.49 together. And $8.02 for Like Mike. And together, it's $13.51. So everybody wins.
Yeah,
everybody wins. TJ and Brockman got it correct that it was a Like Mike victory, and then you got it closest without going over to the combined rate.
Yeah,
$13, guys.
I'm really good at this.
I open the checks and I'm like, you never know. It's like a box of chocolate.
And the day that Billy Bob was here, it was like $100.
Dude, remember that happened?
Yeah, and you were like selling him on the fact that it's only about 20 cents.
We were trying to make fun of you. Know,
yeah, like you were in an episode of Matlock, like, right? Ha, ha, ha.
Flexing that.
Then the first
bucks.
Time you got a big check.
Like, I swear, like, this whoa. Never happens.
He's got to be around here more often.
Right?
See, that's a much better way to finish up than...
Del Tufo.
Breaking NBA news just now. Luca ruled out for Saturday's game one.
What a bummer.
Yeah. Dealing with that calf injury.
Calf muscle, bro.
Jeez.
Bummer.
That is a bummer. Okay. Yeah. So now the Jazz, right, in Dallas.
Yeah.
Minus Luca. That's a bummer just for everybody.
It's a bummer for everybody. Yeah. One of the best players in the game.
Except the Jazz fans are probably like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Jazz fans are.
Crimea River. There's a very small violin playing in the city of Salt Lake. Right, and then
some Kenny G playing for.
When do my Warriors play? My champion Warriors.
I don't know if they're tomorrow or Sunday.
All right, we'll look on that.
See if we can find that.
Very good. I want to thank today's guests: Lane Kiffin of Ole Miss, EK Ekwonu of NC State. I want to thank Kostya Kennedy, whose book True. The Four Seasons of Jackie Robinson on this 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. And then Brett Phillips of Tampa Bay Rays fame. What a delightful conversation that was. Check it all out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Trey Wingo, our buddy from back in the day of the worldwide leader in sports, now of Caesars Sportsbook, will be joining us on Monday's show to kick off that football week before the draft. Instead, have a great time in the meantime.